things you'll find won't fit you.
That's Roseanne Cash from her song World of Strange Design. That song casts an image of the South steeped in beauty and pain, as does the rest of her Grammy-winning album, The River and the Thread.
If Jesus came from Mississippi.
Cash says suffering is at the root of much of the Southern experience.
Poverty, separation, longing for home, endless travel, death. You know, we may want to deny it, but in some ways it becomes painful or uncomfortable, but it's definitely a part of our national DNA.
Just how long it's been that way, she won't venture to guess.
That's a really good question for poets and historians.
And songwriters, too, as it turns out. Cash has been at the forefront of the American singer-songwriter scene for decades. That's not the only way she sees herself.
Ask me to define myself, it would be wife, mother, songwriter.
Even so, in the same year River and the Thread netted 3 Grammys, Cash was inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame, something she says she only dreamed of as an 18-year-old songwriter.
And the fact that my dad and I are the only father-daughter in the Hall of Fame, that, you know, makes it extra special.
They'll drive on through to Memphis, past the strongest show.
Part of what makes The River and the Thread so compelling is the lush production by Cash's husband, John Leventhal. A number of American styles and instruments dot the songs, each hark back to some other piece of the Southern musical tradition. Cash and Leventhal are touring together, too. So how do they manage to work so intensely and manage to raise a kid at the same time?
You know, music itself helps a lot. You cannot be angry with someone when you see them express themselves through art and music.
So the portrait of the South and The River and the Thread is theirs together. Cash says she doesn't want that portrait to be an invitation to pass judgment on the South.
The children cry, the work never ends.
It was just pointing in the direction of the South and creating a landscape with characters and, you know, some haunted geography. Whatever the listener takes away, that's their business.
Listeners can take in Roseanne Cash, John Leventhal, and The River and the Thread Thursday at the Grand Opera House in Macon. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.